Great. Mike and Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
All right, so what has it been like the last few days? Now that the fact you know where you're going to be playing for the next couple of years, how excited are you to start rookie minicamp next week?
I'm very excited, man. I take it day by day. Just try to continue to work out and remain in shape.
Now, when the Cardinals were on the clock, they had drafted Stephon Taylor earlier on. Of course, they went out inside Rashard Mendenhall. They have Ryan Williams in the mix. What did you think when they drafted you? Were you a little surprised considering how many running backs they had?
I wasn't at all, because my style of play is different for those guys. I understood that I didn't have the flashes off season, but I also understand that by me coming in, I'll be that type of guy that's a change of pace guy for the offense.
Well, and I think one thing you look at your career at Clemson, and you guys just had a fantastic season last year, but you know, you're a game changer. You're a game breaker. I mean, you had a long run of like 68, 70 yards last season for a touchdown. You can hit the home run, if you will, and that's something that maybe some of these other guys don't necessarily bring to the table.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing that I do bring to the table. I'm a guy that can take short runs and turn them into long runs. And I can also go in there on short yard situations and get a first down.
Hey, I got to ask you, there was a couple guys from LSU, you know, the other Tigers out there that were drafted onto your team. You got Minter and you got the Honey Badger. You going to remind them when you see them here pretty soon about that game in December? You know, the one you guys won, 25-24, the bowl game?
Not at all. I mean, I actually trained with Kevin, and Tyron came up for a few days when we was training, but we don't too much harp on that situation in that game. You know, it was all fun when we had it, but now it's time to move on and be teammates now.
We're visiting with Andre Ellington here on Extra Sports 910. Hey, just tell me about your time at Clemson. I mean, there's so many great colleges out there, and I know there's a lot of tradition there, and the way you guys come in on the field and great home field advantage. I mean, you guys were 11-2. Your only losses were to, you know, top, you know, 10 or 12 ranked teams in the country, Florida State on the road, and then you guys lost to South Carolina at the end of the year. Just a fantastic season. But tell me about your time at Clemson.
It was a great experience. Now, I don't regret any thoughts that I had on coming to this school. I felt like it was the right place for me. I felt like I became a man and got my degree at a great university, and I'm proud to say that.
You know, I look at your numbers, and Mark pointed out, and as you did, you know, your home run ability. I mean, you've had a 71-yard touchdown run, a 74, a 68, a 55 when you first got there. Do you like to run inside the tackles, or is it a case where you like to get outside because, you know, once you get outside, it's just a matter of, you know, making a couple guys miss?
I actually love running in between the tackles. I always told myself, my mindset is the goal line is you get to the goal line faster going straight, mm-hmm, opposed to going sideways, and that's the mindset I have when I'm running the football.
You know, one of the things that Bruce Arians likes in his backs is they can play all three downs. Just talk about the pass protection part. It's not the sexiest thing to do, but obviously it's going to get you on the field. And just talk about playing on special teams, because it looks like there could be a spot for you when it comes to kickoff return.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to take on that challenge. I have a background of kick return throughout my career. I did it a little more my sophomore year than I did it my junior year. And my senior year, I went back there a few times, but I enjoy it. I mean, I love catching kicks and returning it. It's just like being a running back with a lot of space.
Now, you being a little undersized, it's just on paper, you know, 5'9", 199 pounds. Do you think it's more of a want to and will when it comes to pass protection?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Man, if you go up there and stone guys before they get their momentum coming through the line of scrimmage, 90% of the time, right. 90% of the time, you'll probably win that battle. So,
how much did you learn from a guy like C.J. Spiller when you first arrived at Clemson?
I learned a lot, man. He's a guy that, you know, just kind of showed me the ropes. He's a guy that led me in the right ways. I mean, it's rare you'll see him doing something that he's not supposed to be doing. But he's a guy that makes sure I'm knowing what's going on 24/7. Make sure I understood the offense before I actually went out on the field.
Andre Ellington, former Clemson Tiger, now a member of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Extra Sports 910. Andre, 199, really? Like, I mean, if you go have a little In-N-Out, are you 200?
Well, I mean, it's funny you say that, because when I weighed in at the combine, you know, the scale kept jumping. And so they just gave me, it was like 199 point, I think, 0.8 or something like
that.
Well,
you're supposed to round up, aren't you?
Hey, that's what I was thinking. But when he said 199, I was like, well,
all right,
I'll take it.
Yeah, you'll take it. Hey, as you look at, you know, making the move out here to the West, I mean, you've been kind of a, you know, in South Carolina for a lot of your life. What's that going to be like, and who do you lean on to make that transition from college football to the NFL and, you know, make sure you don't get homesick and all that good stuff?
Well, I mean, I actually never went out to the West Coast. This will be the first experience for me. I'm just hopefully I can, you know, just bond with the guys that's already there, like the leader guys, like Fitzgerald. Hopefully I can bond with him and he can kind of show me the ropes, kind of like how CJ, you know, pulled me along when I came in the country.
Andre Ellington, our guest right here on Extra Sports 910. Andre, how much did the Cardinals show interest? I mean, how much do you think it benefited you going to the Senior Bowl?
It benefited a lot. I mean, I'm just a little upset that I didn't got an opportunity to kind of showcase my talent for all the remainder days that I had left there. You know, I kind of had to tweak with the hamstring, so mm-hmm. I had to leave early. But I felt like that would have been a great experience. I mean, the little bit of time that I was there, you know, I got a chance to meet a lot of teams and meet a lot of the players that was there and just kind of see how the process was going.
What was it like when you met with the Cardinals at the Combine? I mean, obviously they showed interest in you, and was there any other interest after that, after you met with them in Indy?
They was just all, like, impressed with my knowledge of the game and my ability and just me as a person, how I carried myself at the Combine when I met with them. But at the Senior Bowl, it was just more formal. I just met the running back coach, and I just kind of introduced myself to him, and he introduced himself to me, and then we just went from there.
You know, the made-for-TV event now that is known as the NFL Draft, you get Thursday night, you know, first-rounders. I don't know if you thought you were going to go there, but then they jam rounds 2 and 3 into Friday night and then the rest into Saturday. When did you start paying attention, and who did you watch with, and was it hard and kind of agonizing? Did you, you know, at any point just say, all right, I'm not watching this anymore?
I watched it on a Friday. You know, because anything, I was kind of projected to go second and third round.
Right.
But after I didn't go on a Friday, I came back Saturday. And then once I didn't go early in Saturday, I was like, well, maybe my injury was a little problem and I didn't have the best off-season workout. So maybe that's why I'm starting to slide. And once we got to, like, I think it was fifth round, you know, I just kind of sat around with my friends and my family and just played it by ear and just waited on the phone call, and then I got that phone call from the Cardinals.
Were you? Did you know who it was calling at first?
I had no idea. I saw the number. It was like an Arizona right. area code. So I was like, hold on, let's see, you know.
Yeah.
And then I answered it, and then I think it was the GM from the Arizona Cardinals that called.
And what did they say? Hey, are you ready to be a Cardinal? What did they say to you?
Yeah. I mean, he asked me, you know, just how I was doing, and he asked me how some of the injuries that I had in the past were and how they was doing right now. I told him everything's good. And then he asked me, how would you feel to be a part of the Arizona Cardinals? And I was like, I can't wait. I mean, I'm excited.
Andre Ellington, our guest right here on Extra Sports 910, drafted in the sixth round, 187th overall. Should have gone a little bit higher. Let me ask you this. Let's talk about those injuries. How do you feel now, and can you let loose in the open field?
Yes. I'm continuing to build back up that explosiveness and that speed. I kind of had a little setback with the hamstring, but hamstring is back to 100%, and I'm just going to continue to build on it.
How much did they throw the ball to you in college? I think you had 59 career receptions, you know, maybe a handful each year. What was it like when you're involved in that offense? Because everyone thinks you're going to get the ball and run, but they also can throw the ball in the flat to you, correct?
Yes, sir. I mean, we didn't throw the ball much to the backs mm-hmm. because of our ability to throw it downfield. But usually times when they do throw the ball, it's open field to run, and defense is always dropping coverage. So I gain about 8 to 10 yards on every catch.
Andre, my last question. Just fill us in a little bit on your former teammate at Clemson, the quarterback Taj Boyd. I think he's a pretty dynamic player, and I know he's got another year of college ahead of him, but just tell me a little bit about him, and is he as good as advertised?
Oh, yeah, man. He's the guy, he's the perfect guy you would want as the face of your program. I mean, he's leaders. His leadership is tough. He's a winner. And he's just a guy that's going to go out there and compete, and he likes to be the best.
You know, next year it's going to be very interesting because you throw in Boyd, the quarterback, and then you throw in Sammy Watkins. I mean, you guys could have, you know, possibly two top 10, if not two top 15 picks next year.
Yeah, I mean, those guys have that ability to be to be rated high, and they deserve it. I mean, I work with those guys every day, and I understand what they go through and the stuff that they do to try to make themselves the best.
How surprising was it when you see a guy like Eddie Lacy drop in the draft? And we know that the league has become a passing league, but it's nice to have a guy like you where you have home run ability. I mean, you can take it to the house any given time. We know that, you know, teams like to throw, and then when they get the lead, they like to pound it. But how surprised were you some of these running backs didn't go as high as they should have gone in the draft?
I was a little surprised, but then I was more surprised when Lacy didn't go in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he had him listed as the top back. And when he didn't go, I was like, well, whenever he goes, then maybe the other guys will start, you know, getting calls. But he didn't go until, like, after Giannard. So I was a little worried at first. But I understood that, you know, it's a passing lead, and they want the guys that can go out there and make that big play.
All right, now you say you've never been to the West Coast, so you've never been to Arizona. You want a couple tips?
Yeah, sure. I'll take anything.
All right, because you're down in the south there, you know, in South Carolina. It's warm, gets a little muggy there in the summer, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we got the heat, like big time, but not as much mugginess. So they call it a dry heat. You can be the judge on what's better, all right? I'm not sure because I've been to both places, and I don't know, 110 is 110. I don't care where you're at, but you'll like it out here, man. It's a good place, and I think you've got a great set of teammates here that you get to know, and they'll show you the ropes, man. They'll show you what it's all about, all right?
Okay, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, before we let you go, and you're going to be out here next week, of course, Cardinals rookie camp will start, and then you'll get a chance to learn that playbook, and your head will be spinning a little bit. But let me ask you this. Do you come in here with a chip on your shoulder, just the fact that, you know, You know, a lot of teams bypassed you, and they didn't take you, and the Cardinals did. I mean, how do you feel coming in? Do you feel like you got something to prove, or is it just a matter of just fitting in with your new team?
It's just fitting in with the new team. I have nothing to prove to the Cardinals because they went out on the ledge and drafted me. But for other teams, you know, I'm going to go out and approach every game with that chip on my shoulder and just try to go out there and prove to those guys that I was worthy of getting drafted higher. In second, third round, where I should have.
Andre, great catching up with you. Look forward to meeting you in person next week. Thanks for your time today.
Yes, sir. No problem.
All right. Good luck, Andre.
Andre Ellington right there, drafted in the sixth round, the 19th overall pick in that round.
It's a burner, MJ.
187th overall. Yeah, this is what they need. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, and we're going to take a break right here. But the thing is, you look at the running back position as a whole. I mean, going out and getting Stephon Taylor, who's a little bit bigger back, kind of try to run through you a little bit, where here Ellington is a guy that he says he likes to run inside the tackles, which is good because he gets inside the tackles and then he can bounce outside.
Right.
I mean, I'm just looking at some of his long touchdown runs in his career, 55, 71, 74, 68. That is home run ability.
That's home run ability.
And that's what the Cardinals were lacking. I mean, I don't know if Ryan Williams is ever going to be that guy. You know, he's coming off back-to-back injuries and his season ended both times.
Here's the deal. And my thoughts, and I'll stand by this. You know, they drafted two running backs. People are like, why are you drafting two running backs? You got Ryan Williams. Well, sorry, Ryan, you know, that guy hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Sure.
Okay, and Rashard Menenhall, sometimes I don't know what he's got left in the tank. Maybe a year, but they signed him a one-year deal. You look around the league. Okay, forget Adrian Peterson, forget Marshawn Lynch, you know, Jamal. These were top picks in the draft.
Oh, sure.
Alfred Morris, he was a sixth-round pick, I think, fifth or sixth round.
Sixth.
He was a second-leading rusher. Doug Martin. You know, small school guy. Arian Foster was not a first-round draft
Arian
pick.
Arian Foster was undrafted.
Steven Ridley. Look at these names. These guys, MJ, you got to take chances. Matt Forte was a third-round pick. Look at Ben Jarvis Green Ellis and the guy at Detroit, Mikel DeLeshore. You got to have these guys. You got to take chances. You got to draft multiple guys and hope one pans out.
Well, and some of those guys you mentioned, they're higher picks. But the thought now in the NFL is you can get a good running back in rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Right.
And clearly, well, that's the Cardinals. They address that. And you bring up a good example. When Bruce Arians was in Indianapolis last year, you know, you look at Ballard. And they got Ballard, I want to say, in the 5th or 6th round. So that's been the trend. You can still get a good running back in rounds 4 through 7. Clearly the Cardinals did it. And I think they have definitely improved the running back position from top to bottom. We'll take a quick break right here. He's Mark Asher. I'm Mike Jarecki. Listen to Extra Sports 910.